Great Spirit Buffalo. My brother Philip grew up between two worlds. He lived for several years with our grandparents, Sam and Blossom, on their Oklahoma farm. At night, Sam would tell stories about the old days, the days of the free Apache, and the exploits of Mangus Coloradus, his grandfather, and Geronimo. Philip learned about Sam's remarkable skills of adaptation and problem-solving, his athletic prowess, and his reputation for good medicine. For Philip, it was good to be Apache. At the same time, my brother was learning to live in the Western world of schools, military service, and jobs. Ironically, one of the jobs Philip took in these early years was as an actor playing an Apache in a Wild West show in Colorado. By the time he was in his late 20s, Philip returned to Santa Fe to be near our father and mother. During his evenings in 1975, after working days with our father, Philip started carving a piece of alabaster. His intent was to make an eagle. One night, while he was chopping on the stone with a chisel, the block splits. Our brother Bob laughed and said, "That happens to all sculptors." Wait a while, he added, and a solution to the problem would come to him. That solution for Philip was to carve a dove, not a complete dove, but half a dove with the other half of the stone in its uncut form, created by an uneven contour from the break. The piece sold quickly to a collector from Denver. 30 years later, Philip wanted to carve a buffalo, and he wanted to recreate the impression of a figure with one side representational and the other side more abstract with little detail. The Great Spirit Buffalo II was the result. On one side you see Philip's vision of a buffalo, complete with features and texture drawn from his imagination. On the other, you get only the outline of a buffalo, with a surface of bold cuts, resembling a flaked arrowhead or spear point. Here there are no details, only impressions. Like our father and brother, Philip has learned that all of us see the world in different ways, ways that are influenced by the experiences of our lives.